Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Aw, I love the duh.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, you can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio network and all of our wonderful affiliates, both here in the U.S. and also in Canada. Then also you can listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 206. And on your phone, use the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music, or watch us at watchda.com. It's a good day to be watching in the studio because our next guest is joining us in studio. And he's an MMA legend. He's also an accomplished actor, and he's here on behalf of the Professional Fighters League, which we've talked about before, which is different in the MMA circles because they really have a regular season, then a playoffs instead of the one-off items and fights and bouts and events that we normally see in boxing and in MMA. Joining us here in studio is our friend Randy Couture. Randy, how we doing, man?
Good. Good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. How's everything been?
Very good.
Yeah?
Very good.
This is a cool circuit. It's a cool idea. We talked about last year when it was season number one here on the show. How did season number one end up in terms of attention and success and recognition for doing something different in the fight game?
I think it definitely got some traction. I think people were impressed with the fights and the fighters and how they responded to turning around and fighting every 6 weeks, to fighting twice in one night in the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and then obviously the fight of them all, the New Year's Eve fight for $1 million. So it was, I think everybody was impressed. I think we had a 70% finish rate in the league in the first season. So, I mean, that's everybody wants to see that kind of fight. So.
Yeah, and you're a color analyst for the fights, and there was a $1 million purse at the end of the season, so that was a big deal for so many of these guys. That's a huge piece of change to get through it. And the cool thing is this year, you guys also will have national TV distribution on this. You got ESPN on board, ESPN Plus, ESPN2, ESPN Deportes. So this begins on Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, week one. And that's a big deal to have those types of media platforms bringing attention and bring to a new audience, right?
Absolutely. A huge vehicle, not only for exposure for these young fighters, but for this brand and for this format. And I think that's going to be a big difference for us this year moving into season two.
So there's been some interesting personalities that were developed in season number one. Guys like Chris Wade, Andre Harrison, we've had them here on the show. Really cool personalities, really cool backstories. Who are the fighters that you encourage viewers to kind of latch on to or to pay attention to?
Well, those are certainly two, and certainly if you're a New Yorker, those are two you want to pay attention to because they're from right here. So, you know, obviously Lance Palmer was somebody that trains out of my gym, who and another guy with a great wrestling background. Ray Cooper III was a breakout star in first season, two knockouts against Jake Shields, which has never been done. I think we're all excited to see Kayla Harrison get a shot in the lightweight division for women, you know, two-time gold medalist, and see her now, you know, she'll be fighting here Thursday night in kind of her first opportunity to be crowned a champ in MMA. So she's going to have her hands full with Pacheco. She's a solid performer, you know, four knockouts, seven submissions. She's definitely going to be a handful for Kayla.
Randy Couture joins us here in studio on behalf of Professional Fighters League. When you were fighting, would you have been intrigued in something like this where it was a week-to-week regular season with a big payoff at the end?
Yeah, actually, I would have. I think there's, you know, one of the things and how fighting is similar to acting is when you finish a gig, you're unemployed again until you get another gig. So the regularness of this, I think, would have been interesting and cool. Obviously, when I started fighting, we did kind of the tournament format where you had to fight multiple times in one night, which is what these guys do in postseason. Fighting the quarterfinals and the semifinals in the same night.
When you fight on the same night, multiple bouts, different types of styles, different game plans against different fighters, What type of challenge is that to not look past the guy that you have in front of you for the first bout?
That's exactly what it's all about. You have to stay focused on the problem at hand, which is what's staring you in the face right then. You can't worry about who's going to advance or think down the line, or you're going to overlook the guy that is going to end you there. So staying focused, focusing on really on what you do and not worrying too much about what the other guys are going to do, because you don't know who's going to advance. You're going to have 30, maybe 45 minutes to prepare for that second fight.
You mentioned acting, and you've been in some incredible films with some incredible casts as well. And the Expendables franchise is fun. It's fantastic. And some big, big names. I mean, you're talking about Sly Stallone, Jason Statham, Dolph Lundgren, Steve Austin. The list goes down. Terry Crews. Down the list, I mean, huge, huge guys. On a set like that with so many alpha males, is chemistry important?
I think we had chemistry. I felt like I was on my old high school football team. We're in the locker room. We're joking. We're carrying on, getting suited up, getting ready to go out and perform. We go out and perform. It's great to be part of a team like that. And that's kind of what it felt like. There was no drama. Everybody assumed with a bunch of alpha males there'd be drama.
Sure.
There was another word coming to mind there, but you know, we'll stay away from there. Yeah. Yes. So, and there was none of that. I think everybody was happy to be there. Stallone sets the tone. He's the only guy that could pull that off and get all those guys on the same film. So I think we're all just excited.
What is it about Stallone that allows him to pull things like that off?
First of all, he's a very smart man. Everybody assumes this, yo, Adrian, that somehow he's not.
But he's the Rocky
a very,
character.
Very smart guy. Yeah. Wrote Rocky, wrote Rambo, wrote the first Expendables. I just think he knows exactly where his wheelhouse is, what his fan base is, and how to operate there and do it well.
So he's like a great coach where he knows...
Exactly.
He knows every part of the puzzle and can put the players in position to succeed?
As someone who's an aspiring actor, that's the kind of guy I want to be around, learn from, and see how he approaches this and why he's been so successful for over 30 years.
When you're an aspiring actor, do they coach you hard? Do they say, hey, this doesn't work? Or are they a little worried
Depends on the director. Every director is different. Some guys are more focused on capturing and telling the story in the scene and less focused on the performance of the actors in that scene. Some, I just worked with Max Martini, who's a new up-and-coming director, who's obviously known in acting. I met him on The Unit years ago, and he was very focused on the actors and the performance of the actors. And I like that. That was fun. That was interesting, and I feel like I learned more that way.
Yeah, as an athlete yourself, do you like to be coached hard in acting?
I think you can overdo anything.
Okay.
If you start getting in your own head and thinking about it too much, then it's going to be a problem. You have to find a way to tell the truth, tap into your own stream of experience and relate to that character that you're portraying. And that's kind of the trick.
On a set like The Expendables, and you said it's kind of like a football locker room, do you have like trash talking and good natured ribbing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially three, we had all the, Ronda Rousey, Victor Ortiz, all these young studs. And that was kind of the dynamic of the film too. So we had a good time.
Who was the best trash talker on set?
Oh man. Statham is very quick witted and always very sharp.
Okay.
Who actually holds his own, surprisingly, because my very first movie experience was with Jet Li back in Cradle to the Grave.
Uh-huh.
His English wasn't nearly as good back then, but now he's like telling jokes and
really,
yeah, he was fun to be. He's fun to be around as well.
How ridiculous are Terry Crews' abs in person?
Oh my gosh! And those pecs. I mean, forget about it.
Yeah,
you think you can flex, and then he starts bouncing those, and I'm like, I'm out.
That's I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
like. When you see them on a TV screen or a movie screen, they look fake. In person, do they look fake as well?
Surreal might be a better way.
Yeah,
they
surreal.
Don't,
Seventh wonder of the world.
Yeah.
Eighth wonder of the world. That's awesome, man. So, once again, Professional Fighters League is going to start up on Thursday night, which is awesome. And you've got national TV distribution, and you've got New Year's Eve is when there's kind of the finals, the championship.
Yep.
So this is a long regular season, starts in May, ends in December, and I think through that you get to see the development of fighters and the ups and the downs, just like
absolutely
a professional team's regular season.
Absolutely. You're gonna lock onto that person that you want to see compete or how they competed and what they did, and now you get a chance to kind of follow them through, which is the beauty of a season format.
Yeah, so that starts up Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN+, ESPN2, ESPN Deportes. Randy's going to be part of the color analyst, or be the color analyst for the broadcast teams. And PFL1 features the first ever women's lightweight division. Kayla Harrison, who you mentioned, two-time Olympic judo gold medalist, going to be part of this. So this is very cool to keep an eye on starting Thursday night. Randy, it's always great when you drop by, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Randy Couture joins us here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.